everyone. Welcome to this here electronic engineering podcast called Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by EEJournal.com and hosted by me, Amelia Dalton. Now, has everyone come down from their CES tech over? You know, it's like a hangover, but instead of needing electrolytes, you need a quiet room without any kind of loud noise or pixels whatsoever. You know what CES couldn't live without? No, not Vegas's incredibly cheap power grid, but that is a good answer. Nope, thermal and electrical simulation. In this week's Fish Fry, Jerry Zhao from Cadence Design Systems and I are talking about this very thing. We're talking about the verification of power and temperature, electrical thermal co-simulation, finite element analysis, computational fluid dynamics, and more. Let's go. Hi, Jerry. Thank you so much for joining me.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Okay, so today we are talking about thermal-aware electronic design and system thermal analysis. So, Jerry, tell me, what kind of design challenges are facing today's engineering teams in this realm?
That's right, yeah. And for today's electronic designs, the engineers are facing increasing problems in terms of thermal-aware designs. And if we look at the temperature and the electrical performance, we'll say that actually those two factors are highly related. And on one side, the system electrical performance highly depends on the thermal profile or the temperature distribution on the system. If you look at that, the electrical resistance and the power dissipations, they are affected by how the temperature is going to change. And on the other side, the temperature will also have an impact on system functionality as well as the device reliabilities. And in the long term, sometimes at a high temperature, at a certain time, a period of time, it will destroy your electrons. That's a given fact that people want to avoid. And on the other side, the system of thermal will also depend on how the electrical performance is. Typically, when you have a high performance, you consume more power, and then your thermal temperature will go up. And that can also give you sometimes a local current surge, will give you the hotspot, and the high temperature sometimes will lead into the functional fail in that specific area. So on top of all those things, over the past few years that the people more and more talking about transient analysis, which means that it's not a static anymore, and temperature is a function of time that it will vary changes those things. So that needs to be analyzed so that people understand when it's going to be switched and in which mode that's going to consume most of my power that leads to the higher temperature. So that is on the challenges side in general way of we speak that. But when you look at the system level, how you're going to analyze this, how to write your software code to do that, there are several other challenges that specifically related to the technology. And at the chip designer side, right, and definitely it's a co-simulation problem between electrical and thermal. In that area, specifically, the IC or the die provides the power source, which have direct impact to the temperature, right? It needs to be mode-dependent power and a physically aware power. And sometimes if you want accuracy, it should be layer-specific power consumption. So when you go to the 3D IC configuration, this becomes even more important. People need to take care of it. So when you move out of the die to the packages, that's where the chip hits the package, right? So the junction temperature and the joules heat, that will have impact on how you're going to do this electro and thermal co-simulation. So when you move out of the package to the PCB board or sometimes even to a system, like, you know, a cell phone casing, and that's where that complex 3D structure comes into play. Okay, that will include your heat sinks, your chassis, and sometimes it has airflow. So all those should be related to your co-simulation. So that simulation is not just electro simulation, it should be thermal as well. And it also should have the 3D temperature distribution in terms of accuracy.
So Jerry, tell me about some of the different approaches required for electrical thermal co-simulation of multi-physics designs.
That's right, yeah. So when we look at the tools level, different designers, they have a different perspective in terms of how they want to analyze it. And for example, if you're an IC designer, right, you should have an IC-centric approach. That's where that integrated with chip-level tool for accurate power profiling becomes very important. So that means that you need to analyze the power consumption with the power sign-off level of a tool to give you the power profile. And then it should go to address the details at 3D IC chip level. And for example, die-to-die bonding and the TSV, those type of connections that goes with this 3D IC packaging. So when you are package level or board level designers, you have your own specific requirement approach to do that. In that places, you basically take the chip level power as an input, but you focus more on the technologies related to what people call the finite element analysis and also computational fluid dynamics, CFD. Those type of simulation technologies for both transient and the steady state analysis to do that. And when you go to the packages and the PCBs, sometimes you need to pay attention to detailed 3D layered or 3D structures that you want to do that. That's for the board level or package level, you know, designers to look at it. If you're a system level and you care about the chassis or, you know, enclosure, electronic system, that's where that you need to apply technologies in finite element analysis as well as CFD, computational fluid dynamics. And the object or structure you want to analyze over there will include heat sinks and enclosures. That's where that things that will be more accurately analyzed at a much larger scale of the structure.
So Cadence recently announced the Celsius thermal solver to address these challenges, right? So how does it provide a complete solution, and what are some of the early successes you've seen?
That's right. So when we talk to our customers, right, we realize that what customer needs is a comprehensive and a unified tool that is accurate and efficient, and at the same time, it should be cost-effective, which means that one solution, one tool needs to solve all those problems that we just talked about it. And this solution also needs to be with various multiple physics modules put together into one tool that to be simulated. And on top of that, the system getting bigger and bigger. So that's where people say that, can you simulate my system? So that's where we see the scalability in terms of massively parallel execution on the matrix solving technology is very, very critical. So based on all those knowledges that we gained in the years in our previous products that were developed, we specifically developed Celsius to be included into static state as well as transient electrical thermal co-simulation. And we also do the simulation together with finite element analysis as well as computational fluid dynamics. And all those matrix solving technology is built on this massively parallel matrix solver that is production proven in multiple products. For example, we launched a product called Clarity that uses this technology. And prior to Clarity, we have had a power sign-off tool called the Voltus that also uses this same matrix solving technology to solve this very large scale problems. And on top of all this core technologies to put together for Celsius, another specific way that we do with Cadence is that we integrate a solution with multiple design platforms. For example, we have seamless integration with Virtuoso. And if you are RF designers, you want to do analysis on thermal, you want to do analysis on, for example, in Clarity case for the 3D EM extraction, you can do that in the platform of Virtuoso RF. So those things are giving us the usability in terms of how to deploy this tool in a production flow. So in terms of early customer success stories and also the customer endorsement, you can read our press release for Celsius product launch in which both Arm and Bosch give us an endorsement in terms of their success stories. And also, we achieved a couple of other success stories with customers. That one is a large server company that will design very large PCB board. And in that case, that we can say that we have performance gains more than 8x. And another one, customer success, is an automotive customer. They have a very special sensor to put into a container. And that's where that we can simulate that, and the performance over there is even better, that we can achieve more than 10% performance gains. So we keep working with our customers, and we have more and more customer success stories that we can share in later.
So Jerry, you touched upon this earlier, but how does this Celsius thermal solver fit into the overall Cadence ecosystem?
Okay, I'm glad that you asked this question. If you look at the history of Cadence, right, we have been the industry leader and technology leader in terms of EDA tools. That's where the software solutions for IC design, chip designs. So we have done that for the past 25, 26 years, and we have achieved a lot of knowledge in terms of computational software. So that software, for example, simulation is one big piece of it, and some others, for example, optimization and routing, all those algorithms are the knowledge that we learned when we built Cadence around those core technologies. So when we look at where we can grow that kind of expertise into, it's obviously that we can extend that into the system level of the solutions, because that's where our customers, when they design their chip, they put their chip into those systems. So when we apply our technology in those areas, we can basically leverage what we have learned in EDA area. And one of the good examples is simulation, which is based on matrix solving technology. So that's where that we use the technology for voltage on the power sign-off side, which is a simulation for the power grids. And we use the same technology we apply to clarity. That's where we simulate or extract the 3D EM solutions. And now we extended that into Celsius. So that's where that Cadence wants to move into vertically into the system level.
Great. Well, Jerry, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
You know what else the Consumer Electronics Show could not live without these days? Machine learning and AI. Because no one can have too many personal robots, right? We all know that machine learning is revolutionizing our designs these days with super cool new capabilities. But have you considered using machine learning to actually create better designs? In a recent episode of Chalk Talk called Addressing Digital Implementation Challenges with Innovative Machine Learning Techniques, I sit down with Rod Metcalf of Cadence Design Systems and talk about how Cadence is using machine learning to help us get more out of our design tools, optimizing a wide range of design automation processes to give us better results in less time. And you can check out this episode by clicking the link below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, by heading on over to the Chalk Talk section of EE Journal. You can't miss it. It's right across the top. Or head on over to YouTube, youtube.com/EE Journal. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And don't forget, if you want to follow my personal Twitter account, check out AmeliaD1978. And if LinkedIn is more your thing, well, sure, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. And we have that YouTube channel I mentioned earlier, keyword EE Journal. Folks, it is chock full of all kinds of techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series hosted by you know who. Yep, that'd be me. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can check out the Fish Fry archive or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of January 10th, 2020, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.